Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy once again with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
Always good to see you. Do we have any events or news or notes or anything? I was kind of scouring my brain trying to think if there's anything.
Well, we've, of course, just to keep a reminder, folks, we're still doing some of our Mondays where we've got a fresh farmers market and things. So enjoy, join us for that. We have a new Weight Watchers series starting September 11th, which is open to the community as well as our own employees. So if you have any questions about that, you can call our HR department, 787-4039, and we'll get you the right person. And we always welcome the community. It's just a great way to keep people, I think, thinking about their own health and sort of preventative and being a good advocate for themselves. So,
and that Monday farmers market is at the Jim Dooley Early Childhood Center right in behind the hospital.
It is, and everyone's welcome. And this morning, it is the beginning of September, beginning of school. So we encourage students, we're providing a lot of services to some of the area schools, not only the area colleges. So we have Hubs Health Center with a recent partnership with Hobart Women Smith. We have Cuca College. We have New York Chiropractic. But we also provide medical services to many of our area districts in terms of medical directorships. We also provide athletic training to a lot. So I guess I want to say shout out to all of those students coming back and parents trying to get them in. Make sure to get them in for physicals and sports physicals and vaccinations. And so on that one part of end of the spectrum, I guess I would say, and the other end of the spectrum is September. During the special week in September, we celebrate Adult Day Healthcare Week. And we do have three Adult Day Health programs. And they have been led for many years. We were just talking about this by Kathy Wade, who is our Director of Adult Day Health. And we're going to talk, Kathy has, she's a background as an RN and also BSN. And she has overseen these programs for many years. We're going to talk about a couple milestones at both Geneva and Waterloo. She helped form the program and at the Homestead, and called the Home Away From Home program at the Homestead. And we'll talk a little bit about why these services are so important. We're one of the few places in the region that still offer this, offer transport and things. So I'm really glad to have Kathy here with us this morning.
Kathy, hey. Welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much. It is good to be here today.
Now, the first thing I wanted to start with, because I didn't realize this, is that you started the Home Away From Home program at Soldiers and Sailors from scratch. What was that like to be able to come in with a clean sheet and well, build something from the ground up?
It was wonderful. I had already been working in another adult day healthcare program for 3 years at that time. So someone at Soldiers and Sailors wrote the CON, and then they hired me to come in and write the policies and procedures to educate the community. I went around to every church dinner, Lions Club, Moose Club, and talked about what adult day healthcare is all about and how we could be of service, not only to the community, but also to the physicians in the community, because we offer medical oversight, nursing, social work, activities, PTOT speech, podiatry care, pharmaceutical oversight, and activities, recreational activities that are really the draw to the program. While you have to have a medical need to come, the activities are what keep people coming.
Three locations, Home Away From Home at Soldiers and Sailors, we've talked about, Geneva Adult Day Health Care on Lewis Street, Waterloo Adult Health Care, Huntington Living Center in Waterloo. So who is the program for?
The program serves people in the community who are frail, elderly, or impaired. So we have many people that come to the program. Our ages range from the early 30s up to the mid-90s. Different people, different diagnoses, different strengths, different medical conditions. We have some people who come to the program just to have enough services to remain independent in the community. And that is our big focus, our big goal, is to keep people independent living in the community.
And Kathy's very involved at the state level as well in terms of the advocacy and how important a role it is to keep people in their homes and offer alternatives. So if we talk very often at Pharynx Health about a continuum of care, having the ability to not only provide acute care services, but so much now is focused towards outpatient care. So many of our practices, from primary care to specialty care, et cetera. Adult day health is one of those ways that we can meet a broad range of needs. We've also, as you know, have a long history and a great tradition of providing high quality long-term care, skilled nursing, respite, rehab, and things in the community for people when they need those services. But adult day health is along that continuum where someone is still living at home. Someone maybe a care provider works, maybe a care provider themselves knows they need that extra support from a medical oversight perspective in terms of medication management or someone who needs some rehab and things. But during the day, we transport people to our sites at Adult Day Health, and then they can be transported home, which allows, for example, people to work from the home while someone who is still in their home, remaining independent or living independently, can actually get out, be social, have social experiences, etc. So the activities, as we said, are really what keep people engaged and coming. But the fact that you're actually having regular podiatry care, regular dental care, having someone oversee and providing insights when maybe it is time to have that condition reevaluated by a physician. It's just a peace of mind that I think we don't always have when we've got someone at home living either with a chronic condition or an impairment, etc. So Kathy can talk a little bit about the exciting programming and her exceptional staff that makes all this happen across three sites running smoothly every day.
Well, and one of the things that always strikes me is the wide range in the amount of services. Some people come 5 days a week. Some may only need to come a day or two. Some may only be there temporarily because they're rehabbing and they can't, maybe they can't drive for a little bit, so they
exactly.
need it. So you're able to fit anybody in where they need to be.
That's correct. It is a wonderful, wonderful program. It's very uplifting. Sometimes people feel like their loved one isn't going to like coming out and participating in these social events, and then they're very surprised at how they blossom and how they come out of their shell and are so happy to be with a cohort of people, to come out and see friends and make friends and just participate in these activities that are really generated by their own interests. Now, our CNAs are also rehab aides. They also drive the bus as a backup if a bus driver is off, as well as activities aides. So they have a wide range of responsibilities, and they do a great job of finding out what the registrants are interested in and then putting those things on the calendar. So our calendars really are registrant driven. If you look year to year at the same months, you won't see the same activities because we may have a different group of people participating in our programs.
So let's talk about some of those field trips and some of the activities you do.
Okay, so every year we have a three-site picnic at Seneca Lake State Park, where all three Adult Day Health Cares come together. We have a day of fun in the sun. Nicole Almazi provides Zumba. We usually will bring in someone for musical entertainment as well, and we sing and we dance. We have a wonderful picnic that we cook right there on site. Our nutritional services department does a great job of providing food for us to cook and just adhering to the special diets that people have. I did forget to mention that we have a dietitian that oversees everybody's special diets and makes sure that people are getting what they need food-wise. And we try to provide every day at least one-third of the calories and nutrition that a person needs for their health.
And these field trips and events, one of the things that they do is very often when you get into a medical situation, especially elderly people, it marks the end of doing all those things that you love to do. And in this program, you can still be active and still get out and not feel like you're confined to a medical facility.
Absolutely. And we go for ice cream. Every year we take a group to the Samson for the dog show. That's a huge highlight. We go to the farmers markets in the different communities. We just have a lot of really interesting, exciting activities that we participate in. And it's very exciting for Adult Day Healthcare Week because Penyan is celebrating 25 years of being open. Our 25-year date was in March, but we're celebrating it during Adult Day Healthcare Week. On the 17th, we're doing a special program called Give Back. And we recognize all those departments at Soldiers and Sailors in the Homestead that help us keep running. So we do special things for them to recognize that we really are indebted to them all year long. On the 18th, we're having an open house and a butterfly release. And that, you know, if you can come down 10 o'clock in the morning, please come and join us for our open house. On the 20th, we're doing a special luncheon for the registrants, and they get to kind of pick what it is that they really like, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. In Geneva, we're celebrating 30 years of being open, And we're going to have a photo booth and do some karaoke. We've got a cheeseburger bar coming. So the registrants, yeah, we all love cheeseburgers and all the things that go with that. And then we're also doing, we're going to show a video that we made a few years ago of all the different activities that we did then and see how we've changed and maybe make a new video of the things that we do today. Now in Waterloo for that week, we're having, on the 19th, we're having Taiwan On Day. And basically, if everybody wears a tie, they'll get a special award. We also have Women's Health and Fitness coming. We have a cheeseburger bar that week also in Waterloo.
To join the fitness. You got to do some fitness if you're having cheeseburger bar.
That's exactly right. We'll look at the different things that we're grateful for. We're also going to have a Fur Baby Friday that week, so people can bring in their pets, and we try to do pet therapy at all three places as well. So it is an uplifting, wonderful, fun, health-inducing, health-inspiring program that really can change people's lives.
And you have a beauty and barber shop at each site, so people can get their hair done
and look
nice and everything.
Yes, we do. And we do have special days where women, there's a woman that'll come in and do Mary Kay makeovers for us. She actually works in cardiac rehab, but when she has a day off, sometimes she'll come and, you know, try different lipsticks with the women or those kind of things. And then we also have a men's group that meets about once a month. Our social worker, Stephen Lash, will get the guys together and they'll do like a non-alcoholic beer and pretzels and watch World War II movies they just do all kinds of different things that the guys are interested in.
Well, and the residents must become like families. So they see each other every day, and I'm sure they look forward to that, and there's that social aspect as well.
Absolutely.
Everything from hallway bowling, I've seen it. It seems like Adult Day Health has sort of got it all going on very often. Lots of activities, lots, I think, to just keep people engaged and, again, to meet people's interests where they are. So each group dynamic changes when new registrants come in. The group dynamic changes a little bit. There's new interests. And I think that's what keeps it interesting. And you think about many people really do, I think, not know what they need until they experience it. So they may have gotten very used to being home, getting into a routine of watching a lot of television, those kinds of things, and as you suddenly maybe the needs increase or you realize this is really isn't as stimulating, we need to also have, we have these medical needs, but someone's still at home working. Getting folks out, I'm always pleasantly surprised at how much humor goes on, how much teasing both, you know, back and forth with the staff, how well they get to know one another, and really what a wonderful place it is. Sophia used to actually ask, my daughter used to ask on her days off sometimes when she was in elementary school, like, can we go play bingo at Adult Day Health on Columbus Day, or it's Labor Day, right? We just finished Labor Day. Those would be some of the days that she a couple times would say, you know, well, can we go over there? Because there was just something about, they think, the energy and the spirit and how appreciated it is when visitors come. I can't even imagine what the dog show is like, because there's many, there have been animals and cats and other parts of our Adult Day Health program that has engaged pet therapy for a long time, or horticulture and other activities. And you can really just see that engages people in a whole new way than when they're home alone.
Well, and from the medical side too, the registrants, they don't have to worry about things like taking medications at the right times. That's a big issue for people. So that gets taken care of. Here, it's time for this one, it's time for that one. And you know that in addition to having all this fun, that you're getting good quality care while you're there.
And as much as we do give some medicines out during the day, our nurses also set up what's called a MediSet for the week. So they will get all their medicines in a box, and it just makes it so much easier for them to stay with their regimen.
All right, Kathy, congratulations on Home Health Month and Week and all the special events and all the milestones, and keep doing the great work.
Thank you so much. Adult Day Health Cares thanks you.
All right. And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Chad.
We get healthy with Finger Lakes Health every 2 weeks, as long as my back holds out. 8:53 now, Finger Lakes Morning News.